Good morning and welcome again to Raise the Standard. I'm Michael Rapp here in studio with my wife Jean and also with Nancy Becker. WFYL 1180 here in the heart of the veterans community, the heart of the Patriots area of Valley Forge. Jean and I are from Brandywine Flags and we want to welcome you each Saturday morning. Nancy is in studio with us today, and she's going to speak on the Military Family Appreciation Day and also the Lansdale Hometown Hero Walk. Welcome, Nancy.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is two amazing events that are happening in June. The first is on Saturday, June 14th, and it's the Hometown Hero Walk. This is the fourth year that they've been doing it. Last year, for the last few years, I've participated in it. And it's an amazing feeling as you walk down Main Street in Lansdale with about 1,000 other people. And as the cars go by Main Street, they honk their horns and give you high fives and everything as we walk, and there are flags. There are gentlemen and ladies from the military, some as old as in their 80s and 90s, that actually participate in this. And they're from all over. They're not only from the Lansdale area. They're from all over Montgomery County, Chester County, Bucks County, Delaware County. Some of them came as far as Pittsburgh. So having this walk really lets the veterans know how much we appreciate them, and it raises money for the Wounded Warriors. To participate in the walk and get an amazing bright orange t-shirt so that everybody knows you're part of the program, it's $20. For a child, it's only $10. And last year, I would say that they probably had at least 200 children. And some of them were walking, some of them were in coaches, some of them were riding their bikes, and it was just an amazing time. And Bish Rigg really runs this whole thing, and he is a veteran with such passion and love for his country, and really trying to help the Wounded Warriors. The money from the walk stays in Pennsylvania, and so that's an important thing. So they're looking for people to walk, and as I mentioned, to walk and get a bright orange t-shirt, it's $10 for a child and $20 for an adult. And we're hoping that lots of people will come out and participate. The Red Hill Band will be there, and they'll be playing historic and military pieces. They have a great medley of all the branches of the service. So again, this is an amazing event. We're hoping that people will hear it today and mark their calendar, save the date for Saturday, June 14th. Registration starts at 8:30, and it lasts until about 10. And at the conclusion of it, and it's a real short walk. It's from Valley Forge Road to Broad Street in Lansdale, which anybody, even somebody as unathletic as myself, can walk without getting shortness of breath. But after the walk is over, they have refreshments, and it's a great time because the people all come, and it's at Trinity Lutheran Church, and they go into the church, and the camaraderie of the people as they talk to one another. It's not like some events where a group sits at one table, another group sits at another table. Everybody was mingling. Everybody was talking. And they were also eyeing the food. So if something was going low, they would go and say, hey, you know, the pizza's getting low. Maybe if you want to get pizza, you better go now. So, again, it was an amazing event. The other event is also in June. And it will be held at our beautiful community college, Montgomery County Community College. and it is on June 20th. It starts at 11, and it's until 3 o'clock. And we call it Military Family Appreciation Day. It's a time when members of the community get together and have military families come to an event at the community college. There will be food, games. There will be tables with information that would be helpful to some of the folks in the military. And it's just an all-around fun day at the community college. And we're hoping that the military families will come. We want them to bring their families because it's going to be a wonderful event. So, again, June 20th, it starts at 11. And if you have if you want to have a table there because you provide a service that would be helpful to someone in the military, you can just give a call. It's being hosted by CADCOM. And you can call there at 610-277-6363 and ask for Heather. And so we're hoping lots of people will come out. We want all of the people from the military to come. And, of course, I'd be remiss as the Recorder of Deeds in Montgomery County if I didn't talk a little bit about our program where we issue veteran photo IDs when we record the veterans' DD-214. And this is not only happening in Montgomery County, Chester County, Bucks County, Delaware County. They all have the same program. Berks County has it, Lancaster. So if you're a veteran and you haven't had your DD-214 recorded, go to your local Recorder of Deeds office and have it done. It's important for veterans to do this because when a veteran passes, usually the funeral director contacts the Recorder of Deeds office and has them fax over the information so they can arrange for a military funeral and any benefits that the veteran may be entitled to. So, again, all the counties surrounding us do it. Philadelphia does not. If you're from Philadelphia and you work in Montgomery County, we'll record and issue you a photo ID. It gives you discounts at over 400 businesses. Bucks County has about 1,000 businesses. Chester County and Berks County also have a good number of businesses.
So as a result of this, Nancy, then if you live in Philadelphia, I mean, you could participate in this through one of the other Recorders of Deeds offices, and you could shop at any of the stores in any of the surrounding counties and benefit from the discount. So it's not just in the passing that you'd want the information. You also want it for the benefit today.
Correct. Right. And from what I understand, the businesses in Montgomery County, Chester County, Bucks County, if they see a county photo ID, they will honor them with a discount.
Great. And you also mentioned in previous shows that you've spoken on this, there is a website that they can access current information, is there not? Or do you email that to them? How does that work?
Well, it's both. The website is www.moncopa.org/ROD, and we have the businesses listed on the website. Also, the veterans who have come into the office, we periodically email them the updated list because the list grows daily. We try so very hard to get more and more businesses. And it's amazing. Some of the veterans have become our ambassadors. They're out there recruiting businesses for us.
That's great. So we want to remind everyone the Hometown Hero Walk, Saturday, June 14th, is also Flag Day.
Yes, it is.
So you can display your flag and show your appreciation and show your support for the veterans. And we're going to take a break in a minute, and we'll be back. We'll continue this conversation.
Hi, everybody. Phil Valentine here. It's great to be back on the air in Philly, and especially when my show is being broadcast from the Cradle of Liberty, Valley Forge area, home of freedom-loving patriots both in times past and today, right here on WFYL 1180 AM.
1, 2, 3.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Gossett, inviting you to join me for Backstage Jazz. I'll spend an hour each week taking you behind the music and into the lives of America's top jazz musicians. Experience live jazz music and connect with the artists through backstage interviews. Join us right here for this season of Backstage Jazz. Broadcasting Saturday afternoon at 4 and streaming Sunday night at 6 on WFYL.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
If you like Car Talk, catch Under the Hood, Saturday and Sunday mornings from 6 to 7. Exclusively streaming on 1180WFYL.com. Worldwide on your computer or mobile device. Stream Under the Hood this Saturday morning from 6 to 7 at 1180WFYL.com or on your favorite mobile device. Go to our website at 1180WFYL.com to find out more.
Friends, Janet Parshall here, host of In the Market with Janet Parshall. I'm excited about partnering with 1180 AM WFYL to bring you a fast-paced conversation every Sunday. As you listen to In the Market, we'll examine major news stories and issues, equipping you to be bold when voicing truth in a confused and chaotic culture. I look forward to engaging my new friends at 1180 AM WFYL every Sunday at 12:05 p.m. on In the Market.
Hi, this is Mark Sizek, your host on This Is My Word, each Sunday at 8:05 a.m. Our speaker is Dan Peters, senior pastor at Limerick Chapel and author of the new book, 16 Counseling Sessions with the Wonderful Counselor. Join us each Sunday morning at 8:05 a.m. for a 25-minute Bible study with Dan Peters from Limerick Chapel, right here on WFYL 1180 a.m.
Hey, everybody, this is Laura Ingram. Thanks for listening to my show and the other great programs carried live on WFYL 1180 AM, broadcasting from the historic Cradle of Liberty area, Valley Forge and Philadelphia.
Welcome back to Raise the Standard. I'm Michael Rapp from Brandywine Flags with my wife Jean and also with Nancy Becker in studio. We're going to continue our conversation and we're going to touch a little bit on some of the current events that are in the news. Well, actually, they're not in the news. That's the problem. These are things that are happening today that most of us aren't even aware of because of the controlled media, if you will, that they don't want to tell us these things. Jean, what do you have on tap for us here?
Well, the first thing is the story about Obama purging the military. I think some people probably are aware of this, many of you may not be. For the last 5 years, Obama has been purging the military of generals and high-ranking officers, and to the point that members no longer feel prepared to fight or to have any desire to win. And there's no doubt that Obama is intent on emasculating the military and will fire anyone who disagrees with him over such issues as homosexuality, women in foxholes, the Obama sequester, etc. So they're purging everyone, and if you want to keep your job, basically what you do is you keep your mouth shut.
So, Jean, how many officers have we terminated at this point?
197 generals, and I believe there's been one or two admirals that have been purged from the... And these people are being fired, dismissed, or dismissed because of some stupid thing that normally nobody would pay any attention to. And it's all people that disagree with Obama.
So it's not you're not purging them or dismissing them for cause.
No,
some
yes, but they're trumped up charges. And
so this is just a political ideology that we have.
He wants to get rid of the people in the military that don't agree with him, that have disagreements with him on homosexuals, women in foxholes, and so forth. And what they're doing is they're really demoralizing our military. Not only are the military service members being demoralized and the ranks overall readiness being reduced by the Obama administration's purge of key leaders, colonels, those lined up in rank to replace outgoing generals are quietly taking their careers in other directions. So not only have we lost these upper high-level military people, but the ones that were coming behind them are leaving because they realize that they're not going to get promoted.
This has kind of been a bench clearing then. I mean, we don't have the depth.
Absolutely.
So it's again, the political field is one that is trying to prosecute the wars and prosecute the military side, and they're not allowing it to be pursued by the actual military specialists.
That's true. That's very
crazy.
True.
So, Nancy, what do you think on this?
I think it's amazing in the country that we are supposed to have free speech, that if you say something that is
politically incorrect.
Well, politically incorrect, or just say something that could be considered against the commander-in-chief, that your job would be in jeopardy.
So if you disagree with him, then you're done. So that sounds like a totalitarian government. That's the monarch pursuit here. You do the emperor has no clothes.
That's what I've been saying from the very beginning. The emperor has no clothes, but now at least more and more people are seeing that he has no clothes.
That's a pretty ugly sight.
Yeah, that's kind of mental picture there where you don't want to think about. But anyway, just as an example, if you remember back in in 2010, General Stanley McChrystal was dismissed, and he was in command of the International Security Assistance Force, and he was commander of the U.S. forces in Afghanistan. I mean, this guy was overseeing the whole deal, and he was dismissed because he and some of his colleagues said some unpleasant things about Joe Biden. And, I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. You turn the war upside down because somebody said something about a vice president. And something that was, I don't even remember what they said about him at this point, but whatever it was true. But anyway, because of the fundamental civil leadership over the military, McChrystal was appropriately forced to retire. And that, remember, I think he flew back to Washington and met with Obama and gave his resignation. And I think that was like the first time that he had met with Obama. Even though he was running the whole thing in Afghanistan, he and Obama never met for any meetings or anything, which is typical.
Kind of crazy. What else do you have on tap?
Well, the next thing that I was going to talk about are the illegal immigrant children in Central America. They're coming over at great rates again, high rates again, and I guess it's because of the weather's warming up. If you remember last summer, we had thousands and thousands of these children coming either alone or some mothers bringing their children, or they were like groups of children with what they call coyotes, the people that bring the people across the border here, the illegals across the border. And so now it's all starting up again, and that is a big problem. So we have a second wave of unaccompanied illegal immigrant children, and with more than 3,000 of them surging the Mexican border into the U.S., that was last month. And that's the highest rate since the peak of last summer's crisis, and a warning that this is going to be a real rough season. And the immigration officials are warning that they expected another surge as the weather gets warmer.
Kind of incredible that we have the political side, the administration is saying that we have a secure border and we have children that can breach the border. I mean, how tough can it be?
Yes, how tough can it be when a 10-year-old can get across the border by himself? You know, it's insane. I don't understand these parents. Who in the right mind would allow their children to go with the coyotes, as they're called, or with strangers or whatever, you know, take this trek of hundreds of miles across borders? Also, I've seen pictures of them on tops of trains. And it's really crazy. And this all started last year when the Obama administration had put up posters all throughout Central America that if you came to America from Central America, that you would be allowed to stay. And this is all has to do with a law that says this does not include Mexico. But if you're from Central America, there was a problem down there with gangs and sex trade and all this stuff and kidnapping children and so forth. And so you could seek asylum in America if you were caught up in some of these problems and so forth. But, of course, the Obama administration took advantage of that and made it clear to the people down there that they could come here and they would be allowed to stay. And, of course,
so not only do we not have a secure border, we're just inviting people to say, hey, come on across here. We're going to accept you. So we've opened the border again.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
What's next on the list?
Well, I just wanted to say there were 15,647 children who were captured by the authorities here and that were traveling without their parents. And last year, at this time, there was 28,579. So it's not as bad as last year, but it's very, very bad.
Well,
so and next we can talk about. Oh, you're going to love this one. There's a special Social Security disability class for. Are you ready for this? Puerto Ricans who can't speak English. And that is now considered a disability, even though 95% of the people in Puerto Rico speak Spanish.
So this is not for those in the United States that don't speak English?
No.
These are for Puerto Rican families that live in Puerto Rico. Their native tongue is Spanish. And since they speak Spanish in Puerto Rico, in their homeland, we're now giving them money because they can't speak English.
Absolutely. And Nancy, you were telling me something about Puerto Rico. You've been there.
Well, years ago, before I changed careers. I worked in healthcare, and in the medical practice I worked in, we had a family, and they were from Puerto Rico. There was actually five generations of them. They were all on welfare, and in the winter, they would go to Puerto Rico because it was too cold here, and then in the summer, they stayed here. Some of them had part-time jobs, and they were lovely people, I mean, but in the winter, the state actually paid their airfare to travel back to Pennsylvania to see their doctor because they claimed that they did not have good health care in Puerto Rico. Now, I worked for doctors who I thought were the greatest. However, to have to pay for airfare for them to come back once a month to see the doctor seemed incredibly ridiculous at the time, and that was 20 years ago. So who knows what they're doing today when things are so very liberal? And
well, we know what they're doing today. We're paying them to benefit because they don't speak English. Why don't we just pay the French?
Yeah, Puerto Rico, they don't pay taxes either.
Right, Puerto Rico might be.
Puerto Ricans don't pay taxes? Oh, no, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and that's why they don't want to become the 51st state. We have people within the administration that want to expand from 50 to 51 and make Puerto Rico a state, but then I understand that the citizens of Puerto Rico don't want that because then they would lose benefits. And they'd end up having to pay taxes because then they would be citizens.
Well, we certainly can't have that. but anyway, the other thing was that the agency does not currently have a system in place to track the number of beneficiaries who receive disability insurance for not being able to speak English in Puerto Rico. But apparently, that's the disability laws for the whole country, they're applying those in Puerto Rico, even though they don't really apply because the people in Puerto Rico do speak English. So that's something that ought to have you tearing your hair out this morning.
Yeah. This sounds like another program going awry. You try and do the right thing, and the next thing you know, it just gets out of control, and somebody takes this thing on a rabbit trail to nowhere. So we're going to take another break, and we'll be back, and we'll continue this conversation.
The Apostle Paul wrote in Ephesians 6:10 to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might so we can stand in the evil day. Let me ask you, are you standing strong in the Lord and in the power of His might? Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network and the American Pastors Network, agreeing with the Apostle Paul that when the days are evil, we need God's armor. To modern culture, right is wrong and wrong is right. Good is evil and evil is good. The war against God, the truth, and God's people was started by the devil and is in full swing. The Bible tells us that all who will live godly in Christ Jesus will be targeted and will suffer persecution in the spiritual war. So what must we do? Put on the whole armor of God. Imagine, God designed armor to help us in the spiritual battle and available to us. In the next few weeks, we'll look at this armor of God and what it's for and why we'd better put it on. I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, asking you, did you put on God's armor today? Are you even in the battle?
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with my Common Core lesson on the Constitution? But the only part we're reading in 8th grade is the preamble and the First Amendment. I wonder when we'll get to study the rest of it. Didn't you say our founding fathers were wise patriots and wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect our freedom? This Common Core book we're reading says our founding fathers were racist and they didn't think women or blacks should ever be allowed to vote. She says, we the people, didn't really mean you and me, but some rich white guys. That just makes me feel terrible about our country. We need to change things.
Oh, honey, that's not true at all. Our country is the greatest country the world has ever seen, and our founding fathers worked hard to be fair to everyone. I'm going to call our school board and our state board of education and ask why they allow Common Core and this book in your school.
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
Tune in, Putting Your Financial House in Order, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on WFYL, 1180 AM.
Hi, folks. Mike Kaminsky here, co-host and local sponsor of Putting Your Financial House in Order. People ask me all the time, do you like being on the radio? And I answer, absolutely. I personally feel being on the radio is the next best thing to being able to sit down one-on-one with you. It's a great way to help educate you on many areas of personal and business finance. So I hope that if you do have questions, you'll pick up the phone and you'll give me a call. I'd be more than happy to answer any and all questions you have. That's why I'm here. That's why I co-host and sponsor the program. So now is a great time to get your questions answered. So simply give me a call at 484-671-2461. That's 484-671-2461.
Putting your financial house in order.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
No. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Raise the Standard. I'm Michael Rapp from Brandywine Flags, in studio with my wife Jean, with Nancy Becker. And we've been going over some of the current events that have not been in the news, but you really should be aware of. Jean, what do we have something on the book?
Yes, here's another humorous little segment here. There's a book coming out shortly, in the next couple of days. It's called The Residents, Inside the Private World of the White House. And it is by Anderson Brower. And you're going to love this. Apparently, one section of it talks about when Hillary found out about the Monica Lewinsky tryst. And apparently, she threw something at Bill, and it got out that it was a lamp. But now we're finding out from the people in the White House that this woman interviewed, that the author interviewed, that it was actually probably a book from the side table on Hillary Clinton, by Hillary Clinton's bed. And it's apparently she was in a fury over the revelations of the sexual affair with Bill and Monica. And they said that she keeps dozens of books by her night table by her bed, and they think that she probably threw one of them, and that's what hit him. And apparently he had to have stitches, and somebody called and told the people and take care of them in the White House. Well, not the Secret Service. Well, the Secret Service, and also like the maids or whatever. Somebody came up, and that someone needed to come quickly and inspect the damage, and that there was blood all over their bed, and he had to get several stitches in his head. So this was no little love tap or love throw or whatever. Anyway,
so you never really know what happened here. It's like they just say stuff.
Well, actually, I guess it really doesn't matter if it was a lamp or a book. It was totally inappropriate, I would think. And
both events were inappropriate.
Yes, right. His tryst with Monica was inappropriate to begin with. But they talked to Mrs. Clinton's spokesman, and they had no comment on the situation. So yeah,
it's incredible, though, how people lie about everything anymore.
They also, just so you know, that when he would upset her with these things, that she would get the chef Roland Mesner to bake her favorite Moco cakes. So that's how she dealt with this horrible tragedy in her life.
You think of the things that are in the news this week, the past week and a half. Harry Reid, back in the campaign of 2012, just made bold-faced lies from the floor of the Senate about the taxes that were not being paid by Mitt Romney. And now he's coming out and he's admitting the fact that it was all just made up. And
he just said that.
and he lied on the floor of the Senate. And his comment now is, well, he didn't win, did he? So it doesn't really matter what you say. You can lie about anything. You can lie about everything as long as you get your way.
I thought it was interesting that I don't recall the name of the lady that was interviewing him, but she said, are you like embarrassed about this or anything? And that's when he said, well, no, he didn't win, did he?
So you wonder, when you look at the approval rating of the political scene, if you will, in Washington, and it's so poor, and you wonder, why don't we trust anyone? Why don't we believe anyone? It's because they bring it on themselves. They just lie about anything. And the fact that he said it on the floor of the Senate will now absolve him of this, because anything that is said on the floor of the Senate, you cannot be held accountable for in court as being held for liable. So if he had said this on the steps of the Capitol, he could be sued for defamation of character and for libel, what have you. But because it was on the floor of the Senate, he cannot. So he's... This is wrong. This is wrong all the way around.
He is a really strange character, and I don't care what anybody says. This is just, I have no proof of this, but looking at his face, I think somebody beat him badly, because I can't imagine that you could fall onto a piece of equipment and damage your eye. Apparently, he has lost vision on his right eye, and smash your face and all this stuff. It looks to me like somebody clocked him a couple of times. And but do you remember back when they were fighting about Obamacare? He came on the Senate floor and he was talking about somebody, I think his name was Tommy, that that somebody called up about his friend Tommy that didn't have insurance and he had some incurable disease, whatever he was talking about. And you know that that was a totally made up story as well. I think he missed his calling. He should be a fiction writer.
Well, maybe that's in his next life. I understand that he's not going to be running for re-election this time.
Thank God for that.
So here we are. Okay, what do we have next on the agenda?
The next thing I wanted to bring up was the Desert Storm veterans who served on active duty in the Persian Gulf Theater of Operation from August 2nd, 1990 to August 31st, 1991 are entitled to a one-time payment bonus. And you have now until August 31st of this year to apply for that. And Nancy, you have a little information on that?
Sure. I'm sure if you have served in Desert Storm, first of all, I want to say thank you for your service. But you can contact your Veterans Administration department in the county where you live, and they have information on it. Also, I'm sure Coatesville Veterans Hospital has information, as well as Philadelphia. So please, the deadline is coming very quickly. It's August 31st of this year. And in this economy, any kind of a bonus is, first of all, you deserve it.
They earned it, absolutely.
Yes. And it's probably needed also. So an important date to remember, August 31st. But don't wait until then. You know, make sure you get the information so that you have the opportunity and the time to apply for this.
Also, I'm going to take this opportunity to bring up something else that is near and dear to my heart, and that is the service organizations that we have, the VFW, the American Legion, the Marine Corps League, and so forth. And these groups are also a wonderful source of information for you. Sometimes people don't think of going there, but also I would like to ask any of you that do not belong to any of those organizations to think about joining them. And it's not just a bunch of guys sitting around, you know, refighting the Vietnam War or World War II. These people do great things for the community, and they help veterans. And you can go to them, and they will help you get information that you need and so forth and so on. And they're wonderful people, and they're people that care about their community, and they're people that care about veterans, especially those coming home. Over the last couple of years, or will be coming home. It's a great place for you to go and have somebody or lots of people that you can relate to and talk to, and who understand what you've been through. And I think that it's a source that is not used as much as it could be and should be. But think about joining one of your local organizations. We have the Marine Corps League in Downingtown, which is a wonderful, wonderful group. They give out scholarships to people, and they help if there's a Marine anywhere in the world in service, and they have a problem, they will help the family get a hold of them or whatever. And there's just a multitude of things that these groups do that I think most people aren't aware of. So keep that in mind and give that some real serious thought, because it's a wonderful, they're wonderful organizations, and they're there to help you, the veteran.
Right. They're a great resource, and just take advantage of it. You've served, you've earned this, and we want to make this available to you, and all the things are available to you.
And a lot of guys that are suffering from PTSD, that's a good place to start, to get somebody to listen to you who understands what you've been through.
We're going to take a break in a minute, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the Texas judge who's refusing to lift the block on the Obama immigration plan that would have shielded millions of illegals from being deported. So this is something else that you're probably not going to hear too much in the news, but we'll be back in a minute.
Hello, this is Paul Fisher, headmaster of Coventry Christian School in Pottstown. I am so pleased that WFYL is a growing part of our community, serving as a voice of reason and a defender of and proponent for all that has made and will make America a great nation. There simply are not enough competing voices and ideas in the media, and we are proud to partner with WFYL in working for your liberty and things that truly matter. Advertising on WFYL has served us well and opened doors of opportunity for expanding our mission in classical Christian education, and the good people at the station have been so kind to help us network as well. I hope you will faithfully tune in to WFYL, share this station with others, and consider how a partnership with your organization or business could strengthen our community and build a stronger America.
Stand in the Gap Weekend with Sam Rohr and Gary Dull of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network features a message from one of the nearly 3,000 church leaders that are members of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network. The mission is to build a permanent network of pastors across the state that are dedicated to affirming the authority of Scripture and taking seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Every day, we're working to impact the nation's values by encouraging pastors to lead their churches in addressing today's toughest issues, including the deterioration of traditional marriage, pornography, sexual permissiveness, and abortion. You're invited to join us in the battle for truth.
Airing Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and streaming Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. on our website, 1180WFYL.com.
You're listening to WFYL 1180, working for your liberty and things that matter. Thanks for listening.
My name is Nancy Becker, and I am your Recorder of Deeds here in Montgomery County. It's very important for the veterans to be aware that they should record their DD-214 or military discharge in the Recorder of Deeds office. This is important because when a veteran passes, the funeral director will usually contact the Recorder of Deeds office so that they can arrange for a military funeral. And this relieves the burden of family members of trying to find this very important document. But the most important reason is that we are now issuing a veteran's photo ID card that entitles the veterans to discounts and incentives from nearly 400 businesses here in Montgomery County. All the veteran has to do is come into the Recorder of Deeds office at 1 Montgomery Plaza in Norristown. Parking is always free for our veterans. You just come into the parking garage and tell them you're a veteran and you can park free of charge. Bring along your DD-214 and a photo ID. We'll issue you the veteran's photo ID, give you a list of the businesses that are participating. Takes about 10-15 minutes at the most, and this way you will be receiving these discounts. The incentive for the business to do this is we advertise your business free of charge. My website gets about 1,000 hits a week, so the potential for over 1,000 people of seeing your business is there. Also, every veteran gets a list of all the businesses participating. They get it when they come into the office, and we email them to them every 3 to 4 weeks so that the veteran is aware of the new businesses we have. Veterans of Montgomery County, please come into our office. It would be my honor to shake your hand and thank you for your service to our country.
Welcome back to Raise the Standard. I'm Michael Rapp, along with Jean, my wife, and also with Nancy Becker. Jean, tell us about the judge in Texas.
Okay, as many of you probably know, Obama had put forth an immigration plan, and he did it through executive order because he said that if Congress didn't handle the immigration problem, that he would do it on his own, and that is what he did. However, 26 U.S. States filed a lawsuit alleging that Obama had exceeded his powers with executive orders that would let up to 4.7 million illegal immigrants stay in the country without threat of deportation. And the judge in this particular case, U.S. District Judge Andrew Hannon from Brownsville, Texas, had said that he wanted to review this further, and he put a stay on and any of the things that the Obama administration was doing via immigration. Therefore, he said he would make his decision sometime in February. He did that in February, and he said he would make his decision in the future. So in the meantime, they weren't supposed to be doing any of this immigration stays or anything. So as it turns out, they had lied to him at the last hearing and had said that they hadn't done any of these, issued any of these stays, but apparently they had. And so he was furious about this last week, and he was really, really angry about it. And he said that they had lied to him, and he wasn't real happy about that. So now the U.S. Justice Department has come back and asked him to lift the block on the plan while he makes his decision, and he has said, no, he's not going to do that. So chalk another one up for the good guys.
We can understand. Here, the White House lies to him.
The White House lies to everybody.
And we're supposed to say, okay, even though we've lied to a district judge, hey, be a real good guy and just let us get our way. It's out of control. It's beyond the pale. I don't even know what to say about this one.
Well, what they did was they had requested an emergency stay of his decision on February 23rd, and it also filed a notice of appeal to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. That court on Tuesday rejected a challenge to Obama's 2012 executive action granting deportation relief to immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children, upholding a lower court's earlier ruling. So this is going back and forth, but from what I've seen of this judge, he's like a dog on a bone, and I think if anybody can put a squash on this, I think he will be the one that does that.
That's great. I mean, actually, somebody's going to stand up for doing the true and proper thing and stand for the truth.
Following the law and the Constitution, perhaps.
Gee, that's something strange, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, the other thing pertaining to this topic is that Trey Gowdy, love him, gotta love Trey Gowdy, he has announced a plan to speed up deportation and destroy Obama's amnesty. He's introduced an immigration bill that would not only speed up deportations, but it would completely wipe out Barack Obama's illegal executive orders on amnesty. So that is just its beginning, and we're hoping that that is successful. We don't know what's going to happen because, like I said, he's just started that. But he's a great guy, and if anybody can do it, he can. He's like a dog on a bone as well, and we have great hopes for that.
In review of what Nancy was talking about earlier in the program, the Military Family Appreciation Day, don't forget that's Saturday, June the 20th. And then we have the Lansdale Hometown Hero Walk. That is, again, Flag Day, Saturday, June 14th. Any questions on that, you can certainly contact the station here, or we'll continue to bring more information as it comes closer to the time frame. But there's so many other opportunities to show appreciation to our veterans. One of the things, there's something known as an honor flight. I don't know if anyone has ever participated in an honor flight, but there's the World War II Memorial in Washington, and at no expense to the veteran, the World War II veteran, they are transported from whatever city they live in to Washington, D.C. to tour the site, to tour the memorial, and then they're taken home again. A friend of mine actually is in Dallas, Texas, and he was a chaperone, so that if there is a World War II vet, we have the vet, and then we have one chaperone, so that these folks are flown actually from, at no expense again to the veteran, but they're flown from Dallas to Washington, D.C. They tour the memorial, and then they're flown back. It's a great program. Locally, the fact that we're in the Philadelphia Valley Forge area, it makes no sense to fly the veterans to Washington. So actually, they're taken on buses. And Gene and I ride with the Warrior Watch Riders. It's the motorcycle group that will escort veterans in active duty home from the theater of engagement. Or in this particular instance, we actually met six busloads of veterans and their chaperones at the Delaware state line as they were returning from Washington
last spring. That was last spring that we did that.
And we then escorted them from there. This is a police escort, if you will, closing down 95 and we took them up to a function in Springfield where they were honored. And it's just an incredible thing. If you ever have the opportunity to participate in that, either as a chaperone, or if you do ride, we encourage you to go onto the website of the Warrior Watch Riders and see what the next function is. And we've had a lot of feedback that the best part of the day for these veterans was when they actually had the motorcycle escort back.
It was really great because a fellow came into the store and we were talking about veterans, which is what I'm usually talking about. And he, I don't know, somehow the honor flight came up and he was had been a chaperone and he had been on the bus trip that we escorted back to Springfield. And he said, oh, I remember that. And he said that was one of the most special moments that those guys had, that he couldn't believe that hundreds of motorcycle riders would take the time to escort them. I mean, there's something powerful about, you know, 100 Harley Davidsons revving up their engines alongside of your bus. And they just were just thrilled to death. It was wonderful.
And also the path that we took along all the different 95 and then the different highways and whatever, the roadside was decorated, if you will. There were people that were standing out there with flags, all of the overpasses. We had firefighters that were standing at attention.
And I remember the one man on the side of the highway just there by himself saluting as we went by. It was incredible.
And you have a lot of flags displayed from the overpasses and whatever. There's another ride coming up this spring. I don't have the date, but when we do, we'll announce that. And again, it is going to be to escort the honor flight back. In fact, back to Springfield again. It's the same group, different veterans, obviously.
When they got back to Springfield, there's a line on either side where the veterans get off the bus and they walk through this line of people cheering and waving flags and everything. And these guys were just delighted. It was wonderful. It was just beautiful to watch.
Yeah. Men and women, nurses from the one nurse had a hat on that said Pearl Harbor. So obviously she was a nurse at Pearl Harbor. It's just a great function on that. So in looking through that, we encourage you to try and participate, if you will, for all of these different functions. You know, here we are. It's Saturday, the 11th of April. It's significant. This Thursday passed, which was the 9th of April. That was the day, April 9th, 1865, was when Lee surrendered to Grant in the front living room of Wilmer McLean at Appomattox Courthouse. And then we look at tomorrow, Sunday, is the 12th. Actually, the 12th of April of 1861 was the very first shot of the Civil War at Fort Sumter when the South Carolinians fired the flare from Fort Moultrie to Fort Sumter. And so we had the beginning and the end of the Civil War, if you will, just happening within a few days of this week. We look at all the other activities that we have going on. And again, Nancy, thank you for everything that you're doing. Looking forward, our next program, we're going to have Jill Hardy is going to be our guest. Jill Hardy is a Gold Star mother, which means that her son, Brandon Hardy, was killed in Iraq in 2006. He was a Marine. And Jill is going to be on and talk a little bit about Brandon, but also there's a memorial that has been established in the front lobby of the Octorara High School.
We've talked about that on other shows, yeah.
Jill is going to be in the studio with us next week, and Dr. Newcomb, Thomas Newcomb, is going to be on the telephone, and they're the ones that really spearheaded this memorial, and it honors the students from Octorara High School that were killed in the various wars, starting with Vietnam, up through the current war today. And so that's our next program.
And she's going to talk about Gold Star Mothers, too.
Right, and she is just wonderful. She reaches out to Gold Star Mothers, and that's great. So
and she has a foundation in Brandon's name, and there are motorcycle rides and other things that she does for fundraising to help other veterans.
So we thank you for listening. Thank you, Nancy, for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
We hope to see you at Brandywine Flags. We're in the Marchwood Shopping Center in Exton. We have all types of military flags, U.S. flags, flagpoles, both commercial and residential. And we encourage you to fly the flag, display the flag, and show respect If you see a veteran, say thank you for your service. If it's a Vietnam vet, tell him welcome home, because they didn't hear that back in the time they returned, back in the 60s and the 70s when they returned. Thank you again, and we'll see you next week. Have a great day.